Dean Gillespie is featured in a short documentary titled Spitz, revealing the journey of his incarceration, which began in 1991, and ultimately his exoneration in 2021 after a wrongful conviction. It's part of a larger collection called The Scourge of Wrongful Convictions in Our Backyard. Tomorrow evening in downtown Dayton, the Neon will screen his story. Recently, Gillespie sat down with WYSO's Mary Evans, and they talked about creating art while serving time.
Wrongfully convicted for 20 years, Dean Gillespie was exonerated and has been on a mission to share his story, journey, and artwork with the world since being released. As a justice-impacted individual myself, Dean exemplifies change and hope. He could have become bitter and resentful towards his injustice. Instead, he is letting his soul shine bright and bring awareness to wrongful convictions.
I just got my artwork back Friday. That show closed out finally. And wow, that's been an unbelievable ride there. From making art in prison to it going to MoMA, that's just unreal.
I have one question. How did you obtain the materials? Because you had some really amazing pieces. So,
well, it's all trash. It was pop cans, you know, turned inside out. When did you go into prison?
Oh, I went in 2010.
Okay. So back in the day, smoking was allowed in the prison. They had the bugler to roll your own cigarette stuff in there, tobacco. And inside those packs was these big pieces of foil. So, you know, you can't really glue aluminum foil with just regular glue. So paperback foil was what I used. And anything you see that isn't metal is that paperback foil from those bugler packs.
Oh, wow. And then the metal was just essentially recyclable can, like recycled pop cans.
It was just pop can. Yeah. They were metal pop cans and turned inside out. And then I'd crease them with a pencil to give the detail to it. So the cars were made out of paper mache and made a little mold out of wood. And I wrapped it in saran wrap and then just started making the bodies on that mold. And I, customize them a little bit with that paper mache. But yeah, that's paper mache on cellophane. When I started making that stuff, they was confiscated, was contraband.
How did you connect with Mark Godsey, the director of the Ohio Innocence Project?
So my mom was fighting like crazy to try to find somebody to listen to us and take my case. A guy by the name of Bill Gallagher, he was trying to push to get an Innocence Project open up in Cincinnati. And finally, he had some movement. And there was an article in the paper that they was going to have a little fundraising thing and talk about it. And my mom's friends seen it. And they ran down there and started talking to Mark and, basically made him take my case, which I'm the very first case they took. Before they was even open, they opened officially in 2003, and Mark agreed to take my case at the end of 2002, and I was the 14th person released out of 43 to date. We're hitting about 900 years of total time incarcerated for people wrongfully incarcerated. Judge Dankoff, who is setting all this up for awareness for the Ohio Innocence Project. I mean, this guy is a leader in the Dayton area as far as wrongful convictions go. I mean, he is really pushing and really helping to promote our project and this problem of wrongful incarcerations. And I'd like to give, a shout out to him about that because, nobody's doing this right now in this area. And be a judge to be helping support our program. That's what we want. We want fair judges. Is what we want, fair.
What happened to the officer in question who had mishandled your case?
Nothing. He's retired. The end of 2022, I had a civil suit, and he was part of that.
If you could tell anyone who was incarcerated and they knew that they were wrongly convicted and they didn't know where to start, what kind of advice would you give them?
My number one thing that happened to me when my world turned around was doing my artwork. And a buddy of mine came over and gave me a cassette tape that had the Allman Brothers. I love the Allman Brothers. And there's a song on there, Soul Shine. And that song talks about when the candle lights a home burn so far away, when the moon ain't shining bright, you can't find your way, when the stars ain't and all this stuff. You got to let your soul shine. You have to let your inner soul shine brighter than anything around you, and can't give up hope. You can't give up hope. No matter how bad you're getting beat down in this whole deal, you got to just keep pushing on.
You can catch Dean Gillespie on February 29th, 2024, 7 p.m. at the Victoria Theater. This special event will be honoring the late Judge Michael Krumholtz. Special guests are Amanda Knox and Gilbert King. This event is a benefit for the Ohio Innocence Project. For 91.3 FM WYSO, I'm Mary Evans.